media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome in the call the head coach of James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm well. Before we talk about what was a really good week for your team, I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about some of your guys from your team that you feel are deserving and worthy of all-conference or postseason recognition.
Well, we have the three obvious guys. Stucky Mosley, transfer from Toledo, who's just been, obviously a guy that we've leaned on to score. He's pretty sure he's in the top 10 in scoring in the league, and just been consistent all year, been a guy that, we've leaned on, like I say, heavily. And then my two freshmen, Matt Lewis and Darius Banks, and Matt's been tremendous since he started at the point for Joy. Joy got hurt, I think, in the second or third game of league play, and it's kind of been Matt since then. And he's averaging 17 in leagues, been freshman of the week four times. Just has been incredible, been a rock for us. And Darius, quietly, obviously on the all-freshman team, he's averaging 10.5 and like 5.5. Really, really tough kid, really unselfish, like, fun-loving, loves to play and just playing hard and enjoying. I honestly wanted to be more aggressive sometimes. But those three guys, I'm sure, are guys that I thought have been tremendous in what we're trying to build. And a guy that I would say, obviously, I know he might not get any of this recognition, but a guy that I care a lot about, and I know a lot of our success is based off of him, is DeVale Phillips. His numbers are not, where he doesn't get as many touches, but he's, for us, we don't win if DeVale's not on the floor.
All right, thanks very much for that. Go back and look at what you knew was going to be a challenging week with three games and 5 days coming off the layoff, and your team certainly performed well. A win over UNCW by one, a tough overtime loss to Charleston, but then you go on the road and beat Towson. Just talk about what your team did well last week.
Fight, just continue to play hard and stay together. We watch a lot of film, and it's never really pretty. It's choppy. It's, the times when we're executing pretty well, and again, you're playing against really good teams. So, but I think the thing that we do pretty well, or have gotten to do pretty well, is to continue to stay in the moment and play the next play, no matter what happened on the previous play. And then, you got young guys, and they just, they don't really know any better sometimes. They're just going out there and playing as hard as they can, and I appreciate it for that, and I hope we can stay consistent at least in that.
We're here with JMU head coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, John.
Your next question comes from the line of Mr. Josh Wallfish. Your line is now open.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. I wanted to just give you the opportunity. Some big news coming out Saturday that one of your college coaches, left your Giselle getting the opportunity to be a finalist for the Hall of Fame this coming year. And I just kind of want to get your thoughts on Coach Trizell kind of being up for that honor.
Well, I'll try to be as quick as I can on that one. He's, gave me an opportunity coming from Florida and just really wanting an opportunity. And he was a guy that looked me in the face and told me, this is what I think about you. This is what I feel about your game. You got to go out and prove it, and I want to give you an opportunity to prove it. He's always been really honest with me. He's an old school throwback coach. I really, really dearly love him and appreciate him. And a lot of how I approach, just that honesty in recruiting, and that honesty in the guys in front of me, and having gone through the recruiting process a few times, and cherishing the way that he recruited me. And, I learned a great deal from him, he's a Hall of Famer to me. So I'm excited about the news and hope that he gets through the gauntlet.
Are you a little surprised that he isn't already in the Hall of Fame, given his accomplishments and the fact it's been more than 20 years since he stopped coaching?
Well, you know me, Josh. I'm really, really simple, and I don't analyze a lot of things. I don't know the criteria. I'm not a guy that votes for the Hall of Fame or anything like that. I know for me, he was a Hall of Famer. And that's, I know in my dealings with him, he was a Hall of Famer. I don't know anything about how they vote or anything like that. And I don't judge that stuff. And I'm happy to say, I think he's got 700 and however many wins. And I'm just happy to say that I was able to help him 40 or so, or maybe even probably more than that, of those wins. And that's something that I'm proud of. I thought he was a great coach. I thought he was really, really great to me, and a great man. And I was happy that he, you know, that I could be a part of, and he could be a part of me.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Lou, you talked about Matt Lewis, a four-time Rookie of the Week, averaged almost 22 points a game, including 33 in that Charleston game. And you touched on, we've talked in the calls, him moving to the point. Do you think that actually has helped his game along? Not that he didn't have a good non-conference part of the schedule, but he seems to have taken it to a little different level over the last 6 weeks or so.
I do. I do think it's helped a lot. I think it's helped him. He's a natural leader, really confident. But he kind of was quiet, you know, he's playing in a role, you know, as Stucky and as Joey, the older guys. And since he's taken on that point guard role, he's watching film, he's, coach, this play worked good, this play didn't work good. You know, I'm the type of coach, I worry a lot about the defensive end. So I tell him sometimes he's looking at me for a play, and I'm like, well, you're out there, Matt. You know, you should embrace it, embrace this role. And I think he really has. I think he's, you know, it fits his personality to have the ball in his hands. And it's really been a joy to watch.
Last home game this week for your seniors or on Thursday night, Joey McClain and Ramon Snowden. And we've talked often about how young this team is, and those guys have had to step into quite a leadership role with all those young guys. Just talk about what these two guys have meant to your team this season.
Tremendous. I you know, sometimes I just watch them and I smile. You know, and I heard Coach McGrath talking about that with Jordan Talley. You know, you take a team over, you're a new coach, didn't recruit guys, and you want them to accept you and embrace you and buy in. And Ramon and Joy have been tremendous in the buy-in. They've gone through a lot. You know, Joy's been just beat up, just battered, and he actually, you know, anything he gives us is gravy, honestly, as far as, you know, as his physicality. He's really beat up, but every time I look at him, he says, Coach, I want to go out there. And the same with Ramon. To come in, and you got all these young guys around you, and you understand we're building something, and you know, so maybe you have to, you know, when you come here, it's about playing for championships and all, and those are still our goals. But you got young guys, and you got to bring them along, and he's really accepted that role and said, you know, I got all these young guys out here. I'm gonna run around and play as hard as I can and try to be as much of a leader and lead by example as I can. And they're really fun loving. I think they're really enjoying it and bought in. So I really watch and pay a lot of attention to them, and they're smiling in practice, and they're vocal, and they're dancing with the guys, and it makes me feel happy that they were willing to make the sacrifices that they're making. It's, you know, I'm thankful, very thankful. It's a blessing.
Before I let you go, you guys closed the regular season with a three-game stretch, and as I touched on, starting at home Thursday against Hofstra, you've started to you had an overtime game with them earlier. Just talk about the challenges that the Pride present and some of the things that your team is going to need to do.
Cool. Been watching film the last 2 days. They're scary. They're playing really, really well offensively. The way that they move the ball, move bodies, and change sides of the court and get into their actions puts a lot of pressure on your defense. And, you know, and they got some guys that can put it in the hole when you make a mistake. So it's going to be a big challenge. I think our team may not be as much different as their team is. I think they're a lot different than the first time. I think we're still, you know, just going out there and trying to play as hard as we can. There's a lot of stuff that we can clean up in these next couple of days offensively. But we just have to go out there and really, really compete defensively to have a chance in the ballgame.
All right, Lou, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and I look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, thank you.